The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hollywood actor Russell Crowe will be taking his indoor garden party featuring his band, the Gentleman Barbers, Lorraine O'Reilly and special guests to Dublin's Gaiety Theatre this year on the 1st of July. And I am very glad to say he joins me now. Russell, tell us about the concept of the indoor garden party.
Well, it's kind of an umbrella thing because it's sort of, you know, for a long time there, depended on who was available. As you may or may not know, I've been playing in bands since the late 1970s, which ages me. My first record came out in about 82. But from about 2009, something like that, the music stuff that I was doing comes under the heading of Indoor Garden Party. We actually started it at Michael Parkinson's pub just outside London. And basically, it's a core band and then a series of guests come along. But for this particular tour, it's focused mainly on the work I've been doing the last four or so years with a band called the Gentleman Barbers. And, you know, that, as you mentioned, we have Lorraine O'Reilly. She's kind of, she is a special guest, but she's part of the band as well. She's recorded with us. She's toured with us. I've been playing with Lorraine now for about 7 years. And the special guest in Dublin on July 1st at the Gaiety Theatre is actually going to be Janet Devlin.
Okay, cool. And is it as much fun as it sounds? Because it's basically, is it you and your mates kind of hanging out and having all the crack?
Yeah, well, it is that. But, you know, these are mates that, you know, I have share some 30 years of musical history with. And, you know, some of these guys in the band who were, you know, genuinely my friends when I was a younger man have gone on to have extremely big music careers and playing with bands like Silverchair or touring with Natalie Imbruglia or The Corrs even, you know. They're extremely talented musicians. They're actually monsters on stage and people really appreciate that too because the band is bass, drums, guitar, piano and trumpet. And if anybody's been following my music, I've had a trumpet in the band for, you know, nearly 30 years. There's just something to me that extra sort of brassy attack that the trumpet can bring, just it gives you so many different moods just on top of
it, for sure.
Piano and stuff, you know.
And I think
you know that word crack that you use, it's always about that. It's always every single show that we ever do, you know, we have an absolute understanding that our responsibility is to get people to forget about all the stuff that was going on during the day and be up on their feet and having a ball by the time the show's finishing, you know?
And how do you find Irish audiences? We tend to be quite enthusiastic.
Very enthusiastic, which is, you know.
We get into it, don't we? We do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're kind of living your best life, aren't you? You're getting to do all the things that you love, very possibly.
Well, look, you know, when I was a little boy, I just said to myself, the one thing I can't have is a boring life, you know, and I want to live a creative life. And you have to embrace that, you know, you have to embrace that in lots of different ways. So, you know, I got very lucky with my film work and stuff, but my music work predates that, you know.
Speaking of your acting work, one of your most recent films, The Pope's Exorcist, was shot in Wicklow. Did you enjoy that? You seem to have a lot of friends here. We feel like we've semi-adopted you.
Well, that's I absolutely appreciate it. And I'm more than willing to be part of the family. And I had an incredible experience shooting The Pope's Exorcist. We lived just outside of Dublin in actually, you know, an actual castle. And I rode my bicycle from there to Bray pretty much every day we were shooting.
And, surprising the locals on your bike as you went by.
Yeah, well, it's funny, man, because I wear, you know, big wraparound shades, a skull cap and a helmet. And somehow people, as I'm flashing past at 30 kilometres an hour, they still go, "Oh, Russell." Like,
I love how that's actually very humble of you. Somehow they still recognize you. You're probably one of the most famous people in the world, let's be honest.
Yeah, but I haven't done a lot of movies with wraparound sunglasses.
There was no call for that in Gladiator or those types of things. No, it didn't really happen.
Max did have a helmet, didn't he?
Yeah. He did. Maybe that was it. He just didn't have the sunglasses. You spoke very movingly when you were here and you were in Dorky of meeting the late and the very great Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah. That was a very interesting evening, you know. I was just there with a couple of other friends, and one of them was friends with her, and she sort of flashed past. It was a cold night, and she was sort of rugged up against the coal, but then he caught up with her about 30 meters down the road, and they stopped and talked, and then he sort of waved me over. And I went to join them, and I was a little bit like, because this is somebody who touched my heart so deeply.
Yeah, her bravery and her vulnerability. She had that dual thing, didn't she? That she was fragile, but she was strong. There was something ethereal about Sinead O'Connor.
It was so funny because I walked up to her on this sort of misty night, you know, and she just turned to me. And I think the very first thing she said was, "Oh, it's you, Russell." Like the most casual,
the most understated hello ever.
Never met her before in my life or whatever, but it was just the most casual thing. And we had a grand conversation. We just, you know, what I like to describe as a conversation without fences, you know.
Nice.
So we can be on one topic and then that leads, you know, dramatically or swiftly to something else that seems to bear no relevance, but at the same time has a resonance connected to it or something like this, you know.
Yeah.
And
there's no question. I mean, hearts were certainly broken here in Ireland on her passing. And I think expressed what a lot of people who would have known her and loved her and met her would have thought. Before I let you go, are you working on any other exciting projects or is it all about the music for you now?
Well, there's a lot to do with the music, but I'm actually, I'm currently in Rome at the moment, but I've been shooting. And I still haven't finished yet a movie called Nuremberg in Budapest with Rami Malek and Michael Shannon and Richard E. Grant, a very, very good cast.
Yeah.
So it focuses on the war crimes trials at the end of the Second World War, and I'm playing Hermann Göring.
Oh, wow.
So I shaved for the first time in 5 years a couple of months ago, and it was a very odd experience. I looked at my face in the mirror, and I looked like... I don't know, have you seen any of those James Cameron documentaries where he goes down to the bottom of the Mariana Trench and finds very weird-looking fish? I looked like kind of one of those for the first couple of days.
I very much doubt that.
Yeah, well, it took a couple of days for the skin to come back and look normal, but I'm getting used to it again now, so who knows? But I just habitually, I have a kind of a thing where I just don't think shaving was a male invention. I don't think one bloke came along and said, you know what I'm going to do? First thing in the morning, I'm going to get some sharpened steel and scrape it across my face.
You think this was all coming from the women?
I'm totally comfortable wearing a beard.
It is an absolute pleasure to talk to you. I'm going to come along, I think. I think I'm going to come along and go to the indoor garden party because it sounds like an absolute hoot. And thank you very much and the very best of luck with it.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Shane Coleman, the inimitable Russell Crowe.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.